Brad Davidson is now joining us. A bit of a change of tact here. The Sky Racing form analyst who apparently had an absolute day out on Saturday. So hats off, Davo. Well played to you. And Via Sestina made an absolute statement. One thing that became clear, mate, and I did see you echo these sentiments on Twitter over the weekend. When it gets over a trip, unfortunately, the visitors are superior.
That's right, Benny. Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, look, she was simply superb there on Saturday. I think, you know, Think It Over is probably sort of, our benchmark in that sort of middle distance range. And he got a very soft lead and seemed to have sort of every possible chance there on the weekend. But these internationals, when it comes to these middle distance trips, they are just superior. It's as simple as that. And I think if they went at a quicker tempo there on Saturday in the Randwick, she would have won by 3 and 4 lengths. So the win had more merit than the margin, considering they absolutely crawled and it was just basically a 400-metre sprint home. So to do what she did was phenomenal, and all systems go towards the Queen Elizabeth in a few weeks' time.
Great performance with Lady of Camelot on the weekend winning the Golden Slipper, Davo. I want to ask you, not only about her performance, but what or who do you see the best horse out of that Golden Slipper moving forward?
Yeah, well, look, she was terrific, wasn't she? High pressure, 1,200 metres was no issue for her. There was whispers all week that she was flying, and she was simply too good on the day. Coleman was good. Storm Boy, look, a lot made about him missing the start, but he does that every start. I thought he had his chance. The inside of the track might have been a little bit inferior, but I thought he had every possible, guys. I didn't think that, you know, if he jumped with them, he would have won the race. But, yeah, I thought he probably... I'm not sure whether he... You know, we'll find out whether that Magic Millions was just a day where everything went right. Or, you know, we'll find out when he gets to 14 and 1600. He's probably still the horse I'd take out of the race, Loz, just simply because he does look like a horse that's going to really appreciate that extra trip. But, yep, look, he has had a busy preparation all the same. He basically hasn't had a break the whole way through since Magic Millions. So, yeah, that's got to be a little question as well, how much is left in the tank. But, if you ask me which horse I'd sort of take forward, it's probably still him. But, look, Lady of Camelot too good. Coleman was outstanding. And even horses like Manal hit the line really well from the back.
Kieran McAvoy and his fall in the last, it kind of, it sat the oxygen out of the place. I don't think I've seen racegoers as concerned as they were there on the last.
A really nasty one, wasn't it, Ben? Obviously, sadly, we lost Tin Tookie there. And, you know, our thoughts go out to the connections of that horse. And of course, the horse herself and Kieran McAvoy, a spinal fracture there, so he'll be on the sidelines for a few months. But, you know, pretty bad injury, but it could have been worse. It was a real, real nasty fall. And, we wish Kieran the best in his recovery and hope to see him back at the track sooner rather than later.
I reckon I know one of the horses we can follow into the autumn, Davo, but who are some that you would want to follow? Because I think Via Sestina would be one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, she just looks to have a real real grip on that Queen Elizabeth in a few weeks' time now. That was, some win there. And if she gets a bit more of a high-pressure race, look out, she's got that turn of speed. And you know, it wasn't even really a wet track there on Saturday, and by all reports, she's even better on wet ground. So she'd be one to follow out of the meeting. I thought Sunshine in Paris was probably the other horse to take out, but she was terrific in the Galaxy, hitting the line really hard, and sets up beautifully for her campaign.
Any second chances or no second chances for a few of them?
Yeah, look, there's a few forgive there from the weekend. Derry Grove, unfortunately, bled, so he'll have that three-month ban. Baranoff pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia and osmosis. I think I want to see him again. He just blew the start badly there in the Galaxy. He did drift like the wind, though. But, when they miss the start that badly, you just got to see them, see what they can produce next time around.
Okay, so any that are in the bin?
Yeah, look, I think Alencia, she's... you know, she was luckless first up, sure, but that seemed to be her race there on Saturday, and she was a bit disappointing for mine. So just not getting the job done at the moment, and happy to sort of, you know, be around her at the short odds going forward at this stage.
Davo, you sound a little flat today. Are you okay?
Yeah, all good, guys. All good.
You need me to pop over for a cuddle, you let me know.
Nah, looking forward to another big week of racing ahead. And
take this conversation somewhere else, please.
Love you, mate. And the Kelsinator. See you soon.
There you go.